On April 3rd, the Downeast Wood Ducks will host Mount Olive College in their first exhibition game in their new home, Granger Stadium. The 68-year-old venue has been a mainstay in Kinston's culture and will house its first professional franchise since the Indians left following the 2011 season. It will be the continuation of a long tradition after a relatively brief interruption. Chris Thomas has this.
For 6 years, this was the sound at Granger Stadium. Outside of a few amateur games and non-sporting events, it stood silent and unoccupied. This is how it sounds now. A large excavator pulling up land where the expanded parking lot is expected to be, pressure washers running from the inside, cleaning the grandstands, revealing its dark green paint once more. The stadium will host the Freedom Classic Series between the Air Force and Naval Academies this weekend, but the first home game for the expansion Downeast Wood Ducks is a little more than a month away. It comes as minor league baseball's attendance rises across the nation. A Forbes magazine article stated the Miners had the third best year of attendance in its history last year, and their 20 most valuable teams alone drew in $37.5 million.
Minor league baseball is sort of the hottest thing going in America now, and to have it back in our own backyard is just means so much to everybody.
Bill Ellis is Kinston's Parks and Recreation Director. The city owns Granger Stadium and has recently invested more than $1.6 million in getting it ready for the Wood Ducks. The team is part of the Texas Rangers minor league system and a member of the Single-A Carolina League, which includes teams in Wilmington, Winston-Salem, and the Mudcats of Zebulon, the team that used to be the Kinston Indians. According to Ellis, the money for the repairs came from funds the city already had and didn't require an increase on taxes.
Now, we were very fortunate. We had borrowed some money about 10 years ago to renovate the stadium, and we've got that all paid off. So we were able just to keep our loan payment at the same amount to make these renovations, so taxes, we will not see a tax increase.
Renovations to the stadium will take place over the course of two seasons. This year, about $750,000 is being spent on expanding the stadium's parking lot, installing a new concession stand, construction on a new team locker room, and new lights. It will be the revival of a long-standing regional tradition. The past 6 years have been the longest drought the city's experienced since Granger Stadium was built in 1949. Ellis moved to the city in 1979 and has fond memories of the old Indians team that left town after the 2011 season.
We knew a tradition was coming to the end. When we saw that last out, it was sort of a sick feeling at your stomach knowing that you probably would never see another professional baseball game here.
The Indians were independently owned, but the new team was born in expansion and belongs to the Arlington, Texas-based American League club.
Quite frankly, I think the reason we got it back is because this is a team-owned ball team. So the Texas Rangers actually own this franchise, and they're looking to develop young talent and get them up to the big leagues.
Kinston has had multiple teams since the 1900s, but many of them went by the nickname Eagles. Those teams went in and out of the Major League farm system starting in the 1950s, when they became a Boston Red Sox affiliate. During that era, when the Eagles were a Yankees affiliate, one of the team's biggest events came on April 3, 1973, when the Yankees and Mets squared off following spring training. The game featured Hall of Famer Willie Mays in his last season, but the star of the night was Rom Bloomberg, a former Eagle who hit the game-winning single and put the Yankees on top 6-5. In the early 1980s, Ellis said the team generated more than $2 million, but then it ran into some hard times until the end of the decade.
And then we had a local ownership group headed up by Cam McCray that bought the team just to keep it in Kinston. They kept it here for 23 wonderful years with the Cleveland Indians. We at that time had the longest relationship with a minor league team.
Now, minor league baseball is back with a new name, the Wood Ducks, a breed native to eastern North Carolina that came back from the verge of extinction in the early 20th century. Paul Mixner was hoping the team would take on the Eagles moniker. He's the manager of Hawk Sauce Company on Queen Street, about a mile and a half away from the stadium, and would have liked the nickname related to his shop. Regardless, he's glad someone's occupying Granger Stadium after the Indians' departure.
We lost that impact. Tax dollar-wise, I don't know. You know, I never really looked into what it did, but this has to be a plus for the city. Since the city owns the stadium, it's nice to know the rent's kind of getting paid.
Mixner believes the new team could have a positive impact on the town's commercial district along Queen Street.
You know, I don't know that the Indian farm team drew a tremendous amount of people, but when the people were here, they'll come in early, they'll travel to local businesses, whether it be, or maybe some of the historical sites, they'll come in, they'll spend the day, maybe even the weekend if it's a multi-day tournament.
Most of the employment promised by baseball's return is seasonal. According to Bill Ellis, the team is expected to generate $3.5 to $4 million for the community at large. Ultimately, baseball's future impact on Kinston will be decided one ticket and one game at a time. I'm Chris Thomas.